The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Coming up.
I'm not into you. I'm so sorry, but I would not like to continue the date. Open relationship?
No, I'm not very good with that.
Are you making judgment?
No.
If it really is unbearable, then dump up.
Fair enough.
Can you please stop finishing my sentences and putting words in my mouth?
My apologies. Welcome to Judgmental. It's day two of our new pod. Woohoo! How's your week been, my love?
It's been fabulous, darling. I've loved it. It's been great. Looking forward to getting started, darling.
How's the house build going?
Oh, house build is going down swimmingly. They're starting the fit up, darling. So they're putting the house back together, which is great. It's so, I mean, because it's been since August, literally last year. And I've been living, as you know, in a caravan for the entire time, which has not been fun because I've got 5 suits to choose from. I've got literally a very limited supply of everything. So for me, it's a joy to behold because it looks like I might be getting back in at the end of September. But I tell you what, Anton, having windows is so much more pleasant than not having windows.
Who knew that just having glass in a wall could be such a delight?
I'm telling you, the house has been open to the elements for the last, year. So it's really great. So thank you for asking. How's your week been?
Well, it's been hot, as you know, and I've been envious of you because you've got a lovely pool, which we don't have.
And except it's not open, unfortunately.
I was wondering because children are desperate to come up to your place to jump in the pool. I said, darling, it's a long way to go, and he's on tour. But
there's no water.
There's no water in it. And also, there's no water in it. It's just a hole in the ground. But it's been warm. It's been great. Not complaining about the sun. We love the sun. We had some work done on our house. It must be a couple of years ago now. We really haven't furnished it, really. Actually, we're buying bits and pieces. We've got to get in and we feel like we need to do a redecorating of the house because we haven't really done a lot in the house since we moved in, to be honest with you.
How are your painting skills?
My painting skills.
How's your cutting in?
Cutting it all, no good. I used to be a painter and decorator years ago.
Well, I wouldn't have put you down.
Oh, as one of my 45,000 jobs.
How come, after all the years I've known you, I didn't know you were an old painter and decorator?
I used to be a painty, as they used to call it on the Velvet and Sights.
If I'd have known that, I would have used
It's a long time. I've hung that very firm, hard.
You've hung your roller up.
I left it in the paint one night and that was no good. I was very good at cutting in, but I couldn't do heights. So anything up on a ladder upstairs, I was no good at. I can't do heights. I'm scared of heights. Are you scared of heights?
I used to be. Ever since I jumped out of an aeroplane at 15,000 feet, I got over it. I've got to be honest, that really did cure me.
Really?
I went skydiving, yeah. Christ. And it cured me. I mean, I was scared to death, odds. You know, because I think I had to go up 3 stories and then suddenly everything was being sucked in. you know how you look over an edge and everything sort of goes back into your body.
Yeah, yeah, I can't do it.
You know that feeling that men
have. Yes, of a certain age, certainly. Yeah, horrendous.
But so I was, but that cured me. It was amazing, actually.
That's interesting. I might try that. No, I won't. We're not talking about skydiving. No.
Well, we can do that.
Maybe. Tandem jump.
Let's have a tandem jump. Well, no, we'll need someone to pull this thing. I'm not going by myself.
What we should do.
And I don't trust you, darling, to pull it.
I know there's something
right
I need to be doing. What is it?
No. I know you are numbers. I know you are numbers. You don't know 150,000 compared to 1,500. That worries me. Because if you're going 15,000, 14,000, and you're meant to be pulling the ripcord. No, 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 that's never happening.
Never happening.
We can do a tandem jump in opposition.
We need to do, I think we should do excursions on this pod. We should do pod excursions. We should do things that we'd never normally do. That'd be fun. Of course, the big news of the last week is that the Football World Cup has started. Now, people won't know this about you, but you're an avid football fan.
Oh,
and
yes.
You love nothing more than waving your scarf on the terrace. And
Chelsea in it?
Chelsea in it. Did you see any of the opening? I know you.
Yeah, I did see the opening, as a matter of fact. I mean, it was amazing, really. But that's very, yeah. I don't know, can I say American?
Yes, by all means, it's in America.
It's huge, though. This is so big. I mean, it really has gone full throttle, hasn't it? I mean, it's a lot longer now and over a lot more places. I don't follow it, I've got to be honest. I'm not a football fan. I mean, probably because I'm from Australia, I like the rugby and the cricket. But certainly soccer, which we call it over there, has never really been my thing. But I do get excited at finals and will watch that quite happily and get involved and love it, you know.
When I was a boy growing up, we lived for football, but I've sort of grown a bit out of love with it already, to be honest with you. But I'll follow the England games, of course, and see how the home nations are getting on. You always want the sort of hosts to stay in for a bit, I always think, in these big tournaments. So it keeps the sort of local interest up. Because Americans and are quite good at, once they're losing or out, they lose a bit of interest. They're great sports fans until they're no longer in it. Then they go, wow, I can't be bothered with that anymore. And then they'll move on. So just for the interest, you want the home teams to stay in. And Mexico had a good result in their opening match. So they're off and running, which is great for them. What do you think about wives and girlfriends turning up and being part of the tournament? Are you all in for that? How do you feel about when you're on tour? Do you like your other half to be there?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't, actually.
You miss him terribly?
Because they forget. I think your partners tend to forget that you're working. And I have, you know, a functional sort of thing, routine that I do in order to get ready and prep for the show, for work. So when that's interrupted by, oh, let's go for lunch or let's have afternoon tea, it's no good, because I don't like to talk up until midday. Then I will hum, for instance. I mean, it's a full thing. I'd like it if I've got a day off the next day and we can go exploring together. I think that's really good. Would you take your wife on, you know, if you're traveling America, going on tour, watching the football?
If I was going abroad and doing shows, if I was doing some sort of world tour or something, I would like Hannah and the children to, if you're off school, for example, at summer holidays or something, then I'd say, yeah, let's do that. And then, but everybody has to know, as with you, that I am working, so I've got to be ready to perform. So like you, if I'm doing a lot of singing, I don't speak in the mornings, you've got a vocal rest. So you've got to be prepared, because when 7:30 comes, you've got to do the show.
Yeah.
You can't say to the audience, by the way, I've been having a lovely day doing such and such, and the voice isn't quite right. And so you've got to, you know, you've still got to be there for the, you're still working. But I do miss them terribly if I'm around the UK. But that's the great thing about the one bit of technology that I love is FaceTime.
Yeah.
FaceTime is a lifesaver for people.
Well,
who
that
do
could be a whole another program we could do on FaceTime and what that has done to change. Because for me, it's great. It's absolutely fantastic to keep in touch with my family in Australia. Because I remember phone calls used to cost an absolute fortune.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you'd say, oh, I can only be on the phone literally for 7 minutes because it's going to get too expensive. Or if you're in a payphone, you're just putting coins in constantly to Australia. And the phone bills used to come up and they were like massive. And I remember my flatmates all saying in Canada, who's been talking to Australia? You know, it's costing a fortune. And thankfully, with FaceTime and with the advent of the, of course, internet and World Wide Web, you can now do that for now. And you get to see the people.
I know.
Mean, you can literally, like with my mum, I could be making a cup of coffee and just having a chat with her while she's actually on the kitchen island. You know what I'm saying? I can just plant her on the kitchen island and work around it, you know, and like be fussing about getting some sandwiches made or whatever. You know, you can continue doing stuff. You don't have to necessarily dedicate the call to that person. And that's quite nice. You can be sit there, sat round a family meal. You know, you could be up the head of the table on a tripod with your phone at the end of the table, and you could be having a nice chat and a drink. I've done that before. I've literally have. It's great.
What I love about it as well is that people come up to me a lot and go, I love watching Strictly with my daughter who lives in Belgium. Because they'll sit, they'll have the FaceTime on and they'll be watching the show together and commenting on it. I think that's lovely.
So, darling, shall we crack on with today's pod?
I think that's a great idea. We had so much fun with weddings, we thought we'd stick with relationships and chat today about dating in general.
Oh.
What about
dating?
It's a long time since either of us have dated, I think.
Well, dating, yeah, that's an extraordinary thing, isn't it? The last time I dated was, in fact, 5 years ago, and that's when I met Jonathan.
Have you only been together for 5 years?
Yeah.
I thought you'd been together longer than that.
Well, hang on, let me think.
Are you sure? I think you've been engaged for 5 years, haven't you?
No, since... Oh, hang on. Yeah, maybe you're right.
No, I think it is.
So, no, we've been in the house together 5 years.
Yes.
We've been going out 8 years.
Yeah, there you are.
That's why we're still not married, because the house isn't...
You've been together for long enough to have had two houses. In a house, moved, and you've been in this
I can't
house.
Believe it's that long. That's flown.
Isn't Hannah and I have been together for 14 years.
Oh, my goodness.
This year. We've been married 9. We've been together for 14. So, I mean, that's gone in a heartbeat. What was your... Let me ask you this question about advice. What's the best bit of dating advice you've ever been given?
I was once told not to be drunk.
Stay sober.
Yes, stay sober. Don't think about having a drink before you go and meet your date.
It's a good idea.
No, but you want to calm your nerves, don't you? Saying, oh, just have a little gin and tonic. But then you're actually loose of lip and falling into the meeting, whatever it is, into the date. You don't want that. You want to remain sort of, you know, lucid, I think is the point I'm making.
As opposed to
here.
Just loose.
Yeah.
I'd love to have seen you on a date having been in the back of the car with me and a bottle of Savvy B down, and I'll drop you off somewhere and you go on a date.
No, that would never work.
I'd love to have seen that.
No, I wouldn't let them. You see, I never stop talking once I've had a glass of wine. No, it's not a good idea. Anyway, that was the best advice I'd ever been given. Anton, darling, just wondering, do you still have date nights?
Yes.
Just to freshen things up?
Well, not so much freshen it, but it's lovely. I love the concept of a date night. It's because you put something in a diary. Otherwise, you know, with children stuff, you can't just go, right, let's go out for dinner and leave the children. You have to, if you're going to go out just the two of you, you have to get somebody in to look after the children while you're going out and having an evening away. But we sort of enjoy going out for dinner with the children are 9 now, so they're sort of small people, and they love going out for dinner as much as we do. So we'll all go out for dinner, we'll all go to the theatre, we'll all go, you know, we'll go and do stuff together. That's our favourite night, actually. I know that sounds a bit odd to you.
Yeah, but darling, that doesn't qualify as a date night. You can't be taking your kids on a date night.
But
we do
from time to time go on date nights. It's something we're going to do more regularly, Hannah and I. But it is a time thing, isn't it? That's the point. You've got to make time for each other. Got to make time for each other, which is what we're going to do more of.
I'm seeing a hole in this relationship. I can see it, darling.
Never.
You better get onto that date night. Smart.
Get a babysitter.
Really quick. Well, Jonathan and I don't do that. We don't do date nights. Although we do say...
Oh, I see a hole in this relationship.
Yeah, we sort of actually... I suppose we do, but we do it naturally anyway. We don't have to arrange, oh, let's have a date night. We normally go, if I've got a day off and he's got the same day off, we say, why don't we try and find a restaurant that we've never been to before and see if it's got any Michelin stars?
Yes.
Because we're trying to, you know, around new areas, because we moved into the house 5 years ago. Of course, I've been on tour for a long time. We've been together 8 years, as I figured out finally, because we did meet in 2018. Mm-hmm. So that would definitely put us into the 8-year category. And we choose a restaurant to go to together, just to try it out and see if it's any good and see if we'll go back there.
Do you have restaurants that you go back to regularly? Do you have a sort of, oh, this is our favourite restaurant, we'll keep going there? Or do you just like to mix it up and go somewhere different all the time?
No, we do have favourites. It depends what occasion it is. But certainly the dating thing is a new restaurant to, you know, change the atmosphere.
Nice.
Check out. Because, you know, and plus catch up on the week that we haven't seen each other. Mm. If I've been on tour, it may be 2 weeks that I haven't been home. So it's good just to have a date night for that.
Mm.
You know, a little bit of romance.
Love a bit of romance.
You know, it's nice.
Isn't it romantic? Well, that's lovely. I love that. I need to do it more.
But you do.
Should we see what our listeners think about dating?
Yes. I'm desperate to hear what the listeners are thinking about dating. This is what will be fun.
Let's get into the pod proper.
Coming up, the gold standard. Unseen statements for honest judgments. Judgy much. Quick fire judgments on the hot topics. And, of course, helping you, the listener, out with your voice notes and emails. You get involved by emailing judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk or finding us on social media at judgmental.pod. So pull up a chair in our glamorous tea room and let's get into it.
Here in the tea room, where the tea is strong and the relationship standards are higher still.
This is a special report on romance, darling.
Tonight, the behaviour causing concern from first dates to 10th anniversaries.
The messages applauded by some
and screenshotted by others.
We're talking reckless flirting.
Questionable excuses.
Just seeing where things go.
And emotional decisions made without adult supervision.
From masters of effortless charm
to people one minor inconvenience away from being blocked.
So, pour yourself something comforting and prepare for an evening of strong opinions and deeply unwise romantic choices.
Because when dating is this dramatic,
someone must address it.
Welcome to Judgmental.
It is time for the gold standard.
I bring the gold.
I bring the standards.
Butler.
Oh, I'm loving the gold.
This is very exciting. I love this bit.
It is very exciting. Right, this week is all things dating, darling.
I'm sure you've got some great stories, so let's delve in. Would you like to start or shall I?
You know, I'm going to go centaur.
Go ahead.
Only because I think it's, I don't know, it's calling out to me.
You must go with the calling.
What have we got? I always seem to get this. You have a voice note.
Oh. There it is.
Oh.
Butler's brought in the phone. Thank you, Butler.
Thank you. Hello, Craig Revel Hallward, Judgmental.
Hey, Anton and Craig. It's Ryan here. I'm wondering if you can help me. So I'm going on a date. It's still pretty early on with her, and she's picked for us to go bowling.
Nice.
She seems really excited about it, and it is really sweet. But I hate bowling.
Oh.
Everything about it. I hate the shoes.
Oh.
I hate the smell.
Oh, sounds
I'm rubbish
like me.
At it. It's just not for me. Is there a way that I could subtly change the destination of the date? What would you suggest? Thank you. Looking forward to hearing what you think.
Thank you, Ryan.
Go. But what's the matter with it?
Yeah, the shoes are pretty awful.
Oh, yeah.
I get that. But, I mean, everyone's in the same boat.
Like
everyone has to wear the same shoes.
Yeah.
So there is no judgment.
I like that. Very well done.
There is no judgment on the shoes. No. They generally sell pints of lager and things like that. It's a social thing.
Yes.
Whether you're good or bad, it doesn't really matter. You get to know each other in a public space.
And fun.
You can leave after an hour.
Yes.
It won't take a full game. To know whether you like this person.
It sounds like they've been on a date as well. It's early on, he said.
Yeah, well,
and
they're
going bowling. So go for a bit of fun, an activity date. I like that.
Or
I think
ring her
nice.
Up and say, oh, no.
I've got a swollen finger.
No, the bowling alley has burnt down. I booked us something else.
Dinner at the Ivy.
You could tell her the truth.
No,
and just
I
say,
think
look,
you should
I really
go.
Hate bowling. Because she might, what if she thinks he loves it and then they has to do that and keep that pretense up for the rest of his life?
that seems like a lot. I mean, it's only a first date. And you've married them off already.
It's still a form of lying. Because if I would have said, oh, not fond of bowling, really, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
Would you consider a game of rugby? Or would you consider something else? Rowing on the Serpentine. Why don't we go rowing on the Serpentine instead?
Nice.
And I'll bring a bottle of expensive champagne. That might swing her.
Yeah.
You know.
She might hate rowing.
Here's a compromise.
Yes.
Okay, let's bowl. After the bowling, let's do karaoke. Because you can do karaoke booths at bowling, can't you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, of course you can, West End. So I would suggest that. I would definitely suggest.
Have a bit of that.
The best thing in life is really just be honest and tell the truth, especially if you're getting into a relationship, because you don't want your relationship to be based on lies.
I would definitely go to the bowling. I'd do the bowling. If you hate the bowling, it's fine. I don't love bowling, but I'd go to the bowling.
Yeah, but look, you might
and even, then after that, I agree with you. Go and do something you fancy.
You might even learn to love it, Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. But then you can do something you like, Ryan, and then that will give you a clue as to what sort of a girl she is for you. Because if you do something you love, which is completely different, maybe it is rugby, if she's not really into anything that you like and you realise that bowling is going to be it, then this might not be the girl for you.
Yeah, then swipe left.
Swipe left. Right.
Swipe right.
Or ghost.
It's been so long since I've swiped.
Do you ghost? Where you sort of go out on a date with somebody and then you don't return a call.
Well, you get
ever.
Ghosted, yeah. Well, then you know that's over.
Oh.
And not to chase it up. And then
Do you not go...
Then you... Oh, it's so simple. You just block.
Oh. But do you not...
block.
Do you not just send a text and say, I think you had a great time, but I don't think we'll be doing this again.
No, if I'm being ghosted, block.
Would you ghost somebody?
No, because I would tell them up front, I didn't like your smell.
Or your voice.
Or your voice, as it happens.
You smell like a fish supper.
I hope we've answered that for you, Ryan, because, you know, we really do care. But I think what we're both saying here, my darling, is go suffer it. If it really is unbearable, then dump her.
Fair enough. Right, I'm going to do this one. This is very exciting. We're doing this well today.
Are we?
You're in good form, I think. Here we go. Your worst date. Oh
dear.
Hello. I had a blind date once, which I tried my best at, and then I...
Oh, who set it up? A friend?
Oh, a friend.
I've had that.
I had lunch, and I had spinach in my teeth, and she never told me.
I
went for a wee just before coffee or something, and then realised I had spinach in my teeth, and she hadn't mentioned it, and I thought, well, she's not the girl for me. And so that was a disaster.
Have you tried a boy?
Eh?
Have you tried a boy? Dating a boy instead?
Only you. Yeah, and...
That didn't work out.
It didn't work out. The thing is I never cooked, ever. I used to eat out every day. So if I was doing whatever it was I was doing, blah, 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 we're not going to have some dinner. So I might invite somebody out for dinner, but I'm sort of going anyway. So come and have dinner, eat, don't eat, I don't. So we had a dinner guest. So I took a much more relaxed view about the whole thing. And it was much more successful in that regard.
I went out on a date and I rushed it. It was one of those rush dates.
Yeah.
You know, where you meet each other, you fall in love immediately.
Oh.
You drink a lot.
Oh.
You kiss.
Oh, do. First date.
And then first date. And then rush home.
Lovely.
Then he vomited.
Oh, Jesus.
That's probably the worst. I never saw him again.
No.
In fact, I didn't even know his name.
I don't think those things are important in that moment in time.
But that was pretty bad. Yeah, that wasn't good. That was pretty bad.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Up until that point, were you happy with the way things were going?
Yeah.
Oh, tremendous.
Oh, it was all lovely.
Just the vomiting put a dampener on the whole thing, did it?
Yes.
I find that happens.
Yeah, it did.
Well, it's all quite exciting.
Actually,
but...
you know what would work on a date?
Yeah.
A high tea.
I think like there's this. Afternoon
I mean,
tea.
This is perfect. You can see how people drink. Because I like to drink like this.
I've seen that.
Only because my fingers don't fit into the holes.
No, you're not supposed to put your fingers in the holes.
You're supposed to just hold it like that.
You're supposed to hold the outside.
With my arthritis, darling, that's just going to fall to the floor. No, see, I find that really uncomfortable.
Well, that's not because you've got arthritis. I don't.
Well, I can stick my...
But I haven't got arthritis.
You will have. You will have, darling. You're getting to that age.
Let's have a look at this next envelope.
You have a voice note. Oh. Why is it me? I'm always getting the voice note.
I love that. You do it so well.
It's ringing.
Thank you.
I thought we dealt with Ryan nicely.
Hello.
Hey, Anton and Craig. Would love your idea on whether or not I should buy a gift for my next date. It'll be our third date.
Oh.
I'm not thinking about anything big, but maybe a bit more meaningful than a bunch of flowers. My love language is gift giving, but I don't want to come across as too much. So what do you think? Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Brett.
That's Brett.
Right.
And we know his language. It's the language of love. But
yes,
he's
a gift giver.
I love gifts. I love a gift giver.
You can't overwhelm people with
And also people might feel like they've got to return a gift. You know, like
reciprocate. Quite awkward. I mean, I think the thing, Brett, is to find out actually who they are a little bit more and don't go over the top. Don't be going buying them a Maserati, for instance.
Well, they can date me. Even I'd date Brett for a Maserati.
You know what I'm saying? It needs to be something that's thoughtful and something you think they would like, but nothing over 20 quid.
No. Something that you...
I know that sounds cheap, but...
But it can be nice. If it's just come up in conversation and you see they're very booky and they love the classic...
Yeah, it
and
could you be see your favourite book.
Like a lovely little sort of book about one of the... Bronte or something like that. Just something.
What would you think if someone gave you a book on a third date? Yeah, I'd be going, no.
If I was very, very... If I was that way inclined, I mean, if I was very, very booky, that would be a lovely... gesture. I mean, I'd be delighted if somebody bought me a lovely little sort of first edition hardback book of something wonderful. Somebody gave me a book once. Actually, it was a lovely autobiography of somebody
Actually, you can progress the relationship definitely with the gift.
I think
but you've
got
to be careful what it is. Yeah. I think it's really important to decide that that gift is going to mean something, not just for you, but for that person as
More for that person than you. Your gift should be the
gift. Yeah, but it could be, I mean...
Your pleasure.
You know.
Yes.
You could give them a book that you grew up with that you totally love that...
But if they don't like it, maybe they think it's a bit weird.
No, we would just hope. By the third date, you would have talked about life. You know, and depending on... what they do for a living. It could be something to do with rare and exotic plants, if they like plants, if you find out that.
I prefer the Maserati.
Well, I'm just saying, I wouldn't go
over the
top. You know, not a ring.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it's a friendship ring.
Oh, no. Don't want a friend.
Yeah, I mean... Even if it's two blokes, it won't make any difference, or two women, it won't make any difference. I think gift giving is really personal, and you've just got to be wary because it could backfire horribly.
Brett.
It could be something that person absolutely loathes.
Oh.
And it will ruin your chances.
Yeah. Depends how much you like it, Brett.
Yeah.
I would say. Well, maybe
we don't know whether
it's
a man or a woman, do we?
Okay, yeah.
It could be same sex, it doesn't matter.
We could, my advice would be just easy, Tiger. Save it for maybe a couple more dates and make whatever you buy her something that you've heard her discuss that's small, as Craig says, that's thoughtful as opposed to expensive. But if those two things come together, thoughtful and expensive, then you're the one for me.
Car all the way for me.
Oh, Maserati it is then.
Maserati. And that, my loves, is the gold standard.
It's time for Judgy Much.
It's quickfire judging.
And I'm in the hot seat this week. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Splitting the bill.
No, if you've invited somebody out... Take them out.
Being friends with an ex?
No. Weird.
Going through your partner's phone?
No. Don't go through anybody's phone. That's disgraceful.
Relationship announcement on social media?
Unnecessary.
Matching tattoos?
Jesus. No.
Dinner on the first date?
Yes. Well, potentially, yes. I don't mind that.
Open relationship?
No, I'm not very good with that. You might well be, but I'm not. I know. I can't get my head around that as a concept.
Excuse me, are you making judgment on me? This is me hot-seating you, darling.
My apologies.
Using astrology for compatibility?
No.
moving in together before marriage.
Yes.
Large age gap.
Not really, no. I think, yes, I think it's absolutely acceptable in some cases.
There's only 20 years between
Jonathan. I think that's maximum.
My last boyfriend, there was 30. Kissing on the first date.
Defos.
Yeah, you're a defo. I don't mind if you don't.
No.
I could leave that until the second date, but certainly the kiss. Anyway, I'm not on judgment here. You won't. You said no to an open relationship. Why?
No. I'm having a relationship with this person I obviously really like. And
have you ever fantasized about it?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm quite old-fashioned in that sort. I'm very, very monogamous. I'm very, very... No, I can't even think about it. I couldn't think of anything I'd rather less. Actually.
Okay, let's talk about splitting the bill, because this is a huge bone of contention.
Ah.
Normally.
Yes.
Does the man pay? Does the woman pay? Is the woman, like, dressed as a powerhouse woman in a pencil skirt and, you know, shoulder pads, saying, I'm the professional here, I'll pay?
Fine.
Is it, what do you think?
If I've invited you out for dinner, I shall pay for dinner.
Right.
There we are. If you invite me out for dinner, I shall probably still say, listen, let me pick the bill up. But if you strong-arm me and go, no, I'm going to do it because I invited you, then I shall go, fine. But I don't split bills, no. I invariably, invariably I will invite somebody out for dinner. I say, should we go for dinner? And then I shall pay the bill.
Yeah, but you're dating. Consider you're having a date.
Yeah. Even if it's awful, yeah, I still pick the bill up.
What if the other person says, I would really like to pay the bill? I would say, thank you very much.
If they go, I'd really like to pay the bill, then I'd also say, thank you very much indeed.
I mean, you don't want a tug of war.
No.
I hate that.
Yeah. And also, if they go...
And I hate the bill disputes.
Yeah, I hate that as well.
I had an orange juice and didn't change.
You had four pints of lager.
And you had four pints of lager and six bottles of wine.
Yeah. I say, I know.
Well, you're paying half of that.
You said you want to split the bill, so we're going to split the bill.
We're splitting the bill, babe.
If you wanted to have dinner on your own, babe, then you should have gone to another table.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's my attitude about it.
Well, more expensive...
Or you should have done better with the orange. Should have chose better. that's how I feel about it, really.
Yeah, splitting the bill.
And I can't stand that thing as well, where you are out in a group and someone goes, well, I only had an orange juice. Let me pay £12.50 for my bit.
You know, I think you have to take everyone's
situation
into consideration. Absolutely. Are you putting words in my mouth?
I'm not really, but it seems to work.
You're finishing my sentences.
We've been married together so long.
I know we like the same food and the same tea and everything, but can you please stop finishing my sentences and putting words in my mouth?
My apologies.
Thank you. Apology accepted.
Should we split the bill? No.
No, you're paying. I
invited you, yes.
Thank you. Did you disagree with anything we said? Got a little bone to pick with my impeccable standards, darling? I'd be surprised if you did.
Let us know at... judgmental@bowelmedia.co.uk.
Or come and try your luck at judgmental.pod, my darlings, on socials. Darlings, it's time for Judging Me, Judging You. This is my favourite part.
Where you send your juicy confessions in and we decide whether you're in the right or completely in the wrong. But we'll do it nicely, of course.
Well, let's get on with it. Dear Anton and Craig, I'm wondering if you could help me with the question of etiquette. We're very good at etiquette.
We like a bit of etiquette.
So this could be interesting. I have recently started dating again in my early 30s.
Nice.
Okay, fine. My late 30s.
Oh.
And things, basically hitting 40. And things are so different from when I was last on the scene a decade or so ago. But one question remains the same. How quickly can you get out of a date that you know isn't right for you? I had a drink with someone last week, and halfway through drink one, I knew we weren't gelling. The waitress came over before we'd finished the first drink, a bit keen, if you ask me. And to my surprise, my date said, yes, please, to the waitress's offer of another. The conversation really wasn't flowing, and we weren't finding much common ground. So I would have been happy to leave it after one drink. Now, I was mentally replanning train times home and trying to subtly move the food menu underneath the flowers at the table. Have you ever been in a similar situation? And what should I do if that happens again? Can you announce halfway through drink one that that's enough? Ooh, that's very difficult.
Wow.
Can you decline a second drink even after they've said yes to another? Thank you so much for your advice and for the podcast. Lots of love, Archie.
Archie.
Well, this is a predicament, isn't it?
Mm.
If the other person, say we're dating,
mm-hmm.
we've had one drink.
Uh-huh.
I want to get out of there.
This is not quick working smile. Out for me. I seem quite keen.
And you're so ordering keen. Another drink. Waiter,
can we have another, drink, please?
Would you like one? No, not for me.
I've had a lovely time. Thank you.
Be honest with you.
You do the honesty thing.
And I'm going to say that I'm not into you. I'm so sorry, but I would not like to continue the date. I don't mind getting the bill. I don't mind getting the bill, and I don't want to cause a scene here in the restaurant, but I truly am deeply sorry, and you're a lovely person, it seems, but I would not like to continue, so thank you so much. I'll get the bill and your drink on the way out, but I'm leaving. Is that acceptable?
Listen, you're never going to see this person again. I mean, do it. I mean, it would make me laugh, if nothing else.
Or just have another drink and get drunk and...
Or get drunk and start licking the person's face.
Yeah.
That should do the trick.
That should turn them off.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to slide off, but thanks very much indeed. It's been lovely to meet you. And then just go.
No, I'd just say, or you could say, just going to the toilet and never return.
I have to be honest with you, I like that option.
Yeah, but they will have had your phone number because you've arranged the thing.
Block. Yeah, very, very grown up way of
go
dealing
to the
with
toilet,
that.
Like block. It. Disappear out the back door.
And
thank the kitchen staff for letting
you
out.
Thank you for a fiver for the kitchen staff. Get yourself a little drinky poos.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation.
Very mature way of dealing with the situation.
Yeah. If you don't want to be there, the person will know. The person will get the vibe.
They're just a bit keen and not listening, and they'd get another drink down myself, and we'll see if we can work this out.
I mean, you could lie. I feel a little bit nauseous. Trick.
What do you want to say?
I don't
this
think
drink?
I can eat. Something's come over me. My hay fever. I think I was allergic to that drink.
I think I was allergic.
You've only had the drink.
I've only had a drink. Slice of lemons played havoc with my tummy.
Or it could have been maybe there was something in the nuts.
My favourite option so far is the go to the loo, immediately block the phone number and nip out through the kitchens.
Okay.
I think that works.
Basically, that's called sneaking off.
Yeah, I like that. Being a coward.
That's really disrespectful.
I know. But you're never going to see this person again, and you've blocked them.
Well, you will, like I did. I bumped into someone 2 days later.
Yeah.
After that.
Hopefully they get the message.
Horrendous one. I wanted to do the same thing. But you know what, Archie? I persevered.
Did you?
Yep. I persevered at mine. I didn't want to be there after the first drink because I knew it was all completely wrong and it was going south very quickly. But I had to suffer. No starter.
I went like this.
I'm not going to have a starter. Shall we just go straight to the mains?
Yeah, I love that.
Boom. No dessert. Oh, no, I never eat dessert. Too sugary. We'll just get the bill. And that's what I do. I do a rush job saying, number one, I'm not hungry, but... You know,
I'm a bit nervous.
Just to give them a bit of time.
And if I eat too much, I'm going to vomit in your face because you are actually physically repulsive to me. I just want to clear that up straight away.
Yeah, but I don't think you can tell someone that to their face because they're on a date and you've already agreed to go.
Yeah, but before you saw what they look like. You don't look anything like you did on the screen. So, this does happen.
I mean, we have all experienced that. Archie, my advice is this, my darling. Use it as a human study. Because find how that person eats interesting.
Yeah.
The way they use their knife and fork.
Yeah.
Just study them.
I like that.
And then you might pick up on the next time you date someone new. You might just get a hint of those idiosyncrasies.
So, Archie, what we're essentially saying is this. Use it as a human study.
Human study.
Use it as experience. Failing that, dip out through the kitchens and then block them. But we'd like to know how it goes. Your next date, Archie. And welcome
not welcome back because I'm not in it, but good luck with your dating future.
Yes.
Well, that was a marvellous story, my loves.
If you'd like your opportunity to be very lightly and kindly judged by our Sterling, send your stories to
judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
That's judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
And we promise to be nice, don't we, my love? Thank you, my loves, for tuning into this fabulous, your word, episode of Judgmental.
We'll be back next week with even more drama, scandal, darling, and truly astonishing levels of pettiness.
And until then, you can keep in touch with us at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
Or find us strutting our stuff, darling, at judgmental.pod on socials.
Marvellous. I've been Anton Dubek.
And I, of course, have been Craig Revel-Hallward.
And we'll see you next time.
Boom.